Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. He is our favorite banker. It's Bob Terravecchia from Coastal Heritage Bank. This segment sponsored by Coastal Heritage Bank. One community, many individuals. One bank that's perfect for you. Coastal Heritage Bank. Growing together. Member FDIC, member DIF. And Bob is the chair and CEO of Coastal Heritage Bank. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Doing very well. Hope you had a good Christmas, good holiday.
They had a great time. A lot of new memories, and it was a really enjoyable time. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Absolutely. Very nice. Wonderful. I got to spend time with my sisters, my mom, and my nephews and nieces. I got two of each there, so it was great.
Good times. Good times by all.
Well, this week, what's in a name?
What's in a name? You know, interesting. So there was an article that came through, I think it was the AP a couple days ago, about the top baby names in 2022. Mm-hmm. And a company called Baby Center, they compiled the list of names. I don't know how they do it, through surveys or whatever, for 2022, which we'll go over. But I also then was doing a little research, and I found a very cool feature on the Social Security website, which... of all places, but why not? I mean, you know, if you need a Social Security card, right, number, when you're born, and they compile names of all names that mm-hmm. are registered with the Social Security over the last 100 years. So I found the data to be pretty interesting. I thought I'd share some with you. So for 2022, mm-hmm. The top five girls' names.
Okay, this is top girls' names we're doing now for 2022.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Top girl's names.
You ready, Christine?
Now.
Yes, not me.
Let's see if Christine is on.
Yes,
here.
I am.
You ready, Christine?
Yes,
here
I am.
Go. Numero uno, Olivia, is number one.
Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Olivia is the
okay.
number one girl's
that
name.
Makes
number
sense
two
to
is. Does that make sense?
Olivia.
Yes,
you
I have a theory about all this, but I'll wait till you share
okay.
these names.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the top five: Olivia,
yep.
and then followed by Emma.
Emma.
Amelia.
Amelia.
Ava.
Ava.
And Sophia.
Sophia.
Of the top five.
Right. Okay, I have heard those a lot.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because those were names that were probably popular 100 years ago with Italian immigrants. Olivia, you know, Sophia. Ava, maybe Bella, and they come back again. Just like some of the next generation, some of these people are naming their kids things like Rose or Violet. Same thing, popular 100 years ago.
Ava Gardner.
That's true, and names come in and out of popularity. I think one of the most popular names over 100 years ago was Helen, and that, again, starting to make some inroads.
Mm, yeah, just waiting for my grandmother's name, Doris, to come back on the list.
There were a lot of Dorises that were mothers when I was a kid, I remember.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, Christine, because on number 10 on the list, and this struck me as an older name that is making
yes.
a comeback, is Evelyn.
Yes.
So, you know, right? Evelyn was an older name, you know, when I was growing up.
Correct.
And you didn't hear it much from younger folks,
no.
and now it's in the top 10 now.
Well, you know what? A name like that is great. Just my two cents. It's classic, and it will always fit in. It won't sound too regional, and it won't sound too trendy.
Yeah, I think you can't
Absolutely.
Go wrong with
Isn't
it.
Isn't that right, Moses Apple? I'm just kidding. Those
no.
were Gwyneth Paltrow's.
No.
Was she? What were her kids? Moses and Apple?
Apple.
Maybe
Apple.
Pineapple? No, it's Moses and Apple, I think, were
no,
her
I mean,
kids.
You can't go with a name like bad like Robert for a boy. It's just
it's
one
a
that's...
great name.
It's timeless, right, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, well, speaking of that now, let's just... I'll go to the top five, but then we'll go over to Robert, because
okay.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I got the numbers. I got the receipts to prove it.
Okay.
So, top five boys' names.
All right, top five boys' names.
For 2022, this is 2022, Liam, Noah, Oliver, Elijah, Mateo. Those
Mateo.
Are the top five boys' names.
Really?
Mateo,
okay.
M-A-T-E-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. You got some. Now, Interestingly, in Massachusetts, I noticed for 2021 in the Social Security, a little bit different. In Massachusetts, there are some other boys' names that are in the top 10, which are Henry, Benjamin. Now, here's one, Theodore. That's an old school name.
Theodore.
Right. All classics.
Theodore. That was my grandfather's right. name. So that was very popular.
Hello, Ted.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
Yep. He was born in the early 1900s. Teddy Roosevelt was a larger-than-life character.
Teddy
and a lot
Roosevelt.
Of people, I mean, the teddy bear was named after
yep.
Teddy Roosevelt, right? So now let's go to the top. I went to the Social Security, different database. These are the top names for the last 100 years. So this is from 1922 to 2021. Okay.
Okay.
So they have 100 years of data that these are the names that have been recorded with the Social Security Administration. So this is really good data.
Mm-hmm.
The top number one girl's name. Do you hazard a guess over the last 100 years? And it's by a long shot.
Mary Ann.
Double. Mary. Bingo.
Oh, Mary.
Mary.
Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
Mary.
324,000 souls were named Mary over the past 100 years. The next most popular is Patricia, and there was 1.5 million.
Patricia.
So Mary doubled Patricia. Imagine mm-hmm. that.
Mary, yeah.
Jennifer. Jennifer's
oh, yeah.
the third.
Jennifer.
Linda.
Right, a lot of Lindas when I was a kid.
Linda.
And Elizabeth. And Elizabeth.
That's
Those
another
are the top
classic
five.
Name.
Oh, I was going to say Elizabeth.
And
okay.
And at one point, there were a lot of Jennifers and Jessicas all born. They will all be approaching 50 now. Just like there was a whole generation of Caitlins.
Are you talking about my...
Yeah, Caitlins.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of those too.
I did have a lot
spellings.
Of Jennifers and Jessicas in
yeah.
my class in
yes.
1992.
Right, and I've got two
Lauras
nieces, right?
And Laurens. Yeah,
those are classic names, though.
Yeah,
those are classic names, and this is proven out. Now, top five male names over the last 100 years. Number one, James.
James,
great name.
James, great solid name, and that's
yep.
always in the. And that's still in the top.
Jimbo,
10.
Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Yeah.
Jimmy. Number two, here we go, Rob. Robert.
Robert is
what
number
a timeless
good, strong,
name.
Classic.
Oh,
number
I love
two
it.
Over
okay.
the last 100 years.
100 years. We have the data to prove it. No,
we have the receipts.
Okay.
Here we go.
I thought it was going to be David or Michael.
No, it's Robert.
Okay.
John is third.
John, yes. How could I forget that?
Mm-hmm. Michael is four, and
Michael.
David is five.
Sure. All classic names.
You can't
all
go wrong with those.
Names.
Classic
over
names.
Over the last 100
What's wrong
years.
With the classic
yeah,
names?
Yeah, it's like you think of all those stars that, gave their kids craziness.
Why did they do that?
What, Dweezil Zappa? Remember that?
Yeah, because, I
right.
mean,
do you
Zoe
think,
Bowie, please call me
did
Joey.
Did the person want that? I mean, not that we would want the classic names, but, I mean, most of us are happy.
Yeah.
I think so.
We had Joanne texting in. She says, my granddaughter is Vivian, which is making a comeback.
That's a nice name.
Vivian Noel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How about
oh, beautiful.
That?
What a beautiful name.
Isn't
Vivian
it?
Noel. That's
because she said
Born
Vivian was for little old lady names.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
What?
Well, that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Now it's coming back.
It's. I think it's very elegant.
Vivian.
Vivian, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look at this database, Rob. So I look up on this database.
Yeah.
So Vivian is 101 in 2021. This is in the yep. Social Security Administration. I just typed in Vivian. So the rank is 101.
Okay.
101 people. But for 2021, yeah. The year when Vivian was most popular was 1920.
Wow.
That was when the year was most popular. And
wow.
and it is becoming more popular now. I did this for Christine. I did this for your name.
Okay.
So in 2019, I don't know why it was 2019, the most recent, because it was out of the top 1,000, I guess. Christine in 2019, the rank was 925.
That's okay.
And in the past few years, it's been outside the top 1,000. But in, what was it, year 19... What was it? 1970. It was the most popular. So in 1970,
really?
Yes.
Well, because I know there were a lot of Christinas and Kristens and
yeah.
you know K, the people that spell it wrong.
There wasn't that evil car
no.
named
no.
Christine.
No.
Yeah.
No. As far as I know, no. I like my name.
No, it's good. And I had also Christines growing up as well. It was. Mm-hmm. It was. It's a great name. And so my nephews are Kellen and Emmett. And then my nieces are Mallory and Sawyer. So
Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y.
O-R-Y, yeah, Mallory. Yeah,
so let's look at Mallory now. 546th. That's
okay.
ranked 546th. But it has been as popular in 1987. It was as popular in 1986. It was, no, 1986, it was the 83rd most popular name.
Oh, there you go.
In the Social Security, and that's 546 now. So you can go on the website. It's really cool. You can type in the actual name.
Yep.
And you can see over the last 100 years where your name was. And if you're looking for baby names, that's probably not a bad place to go. It's pretty cool.
And you can do it by state?
The government.
Too?
You could do it by state as well, which
is
really
cool.
Well,
that's pretty cool. Isn't that to see what kind
that's
of region?
Right. Yeah. To see what names are big in the South or whatever. You know, it's interesting, too, one of the other trends, too, in girls' names. You know, years ago, Southerners a lot of times would name their daughters like a mother's maiden name, like Harper Lee or whatever. And or that's when you get a first name like Mackenzie, but it would be a family name. Mm. But now a lot of people have taken that tradition that's maybe not a family name, but they're using names that I think are hard to tell whether they're men or women, but they're more of a surname. But maybe that helps them business-wise.
Mm. All right.
It's a good point. I mean, it does definitely shows. You know, demographers can look at these things and make a lot of. I think you're right, Christine. A lot of social scientists look at these names.
Like
and,
Rob's niece Sawyer. Is that a family name or is that just a name she liked?
Yeah. No. I don't think it's a family. I think it's a name they just liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know because that one can be a boy or a girl.
Right.
Sawyer. Yeah. Good stuff.
If you were both Roberts and couldn't be Robert, what would your choice be for a name?
Oh, boy. I never thought about that. Rob, what about you?
No, I never thought. I always loved Robert, so I didn't want to go with any. I was very
happy, satisfied.
Happy and proud of this
name. I'm putting
this
in my notes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd probably go with Anthony. That's what I'd probably go
with.
Anthony.
You know?
Anthony.
Yeah. Always like that name, Anthony. I got an Anthony. So.
Yeah. I'm
That's
not
good.
Sure. I don't
that.
Know. Does any name fit for me? What would I go with? Buster?
Good question.
No.
Okay.
Bueller.
Yeah. Well, Bob, I know we got to. Where can people go to find out more about this? What's the site? Is it the Social Security?
It's the Social Security website. You just type ssa.gov baby name.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
All
right. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Okay.
Happy
Very
New
good.
Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
It's Bob Tarabecchia, Coastal Heritage Bank. This I'm sure is Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. We check in with Amy Naples. Amy is the executive director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more online at plymouthchamber.com. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing very well. Hope you had a good holiday.
I had a great holiday. Hope you did as well.
Yes, very nice. It was great. It was good to have a couple of days extra off, and here we are. Well, here we are, and thank you for being with us, Stan. We thought it would be good to kind of take a look as we're going to be closing out 2022 and taking a look ahead at 2023. So a couple of things to kind of close out the year and look ahead, right?
That's right. So I know a lot of people focus on the health of themselves during the new year. You know, we set New Year's resolutions and try to get ourselves back in order, especially myself after all of the holiday snacks and sweets I've had. But I wanted to let people know that if they are looking to get themselves in better shape, maybe join a fitness club, to consider looking at the Chamber of Commerce and the fitness clubs that are part of our chamber. There's a really great, unique fitness opportunities for people to get themselves into shape. All they have to do is go to plymouthchamber.com, go to the membership portion, click on the membership database on our website, and then search health and fitness clubs, and it gives a wide variety of different opportunities. So that is something I want to mention because I know a lot of people tend to join the first of the year. And then also something to consider is just as important as the health of your business. So if you're a small business owner, and you're not a member of the chamber, it's a good opportunity and time to think about joining the chamber, what the benefits are, and how that can help the health of your business. And I'm not just saying our own chamber, but certainly all the chambers around the state. So whatever region you're located in, take a peek on their website, see what benefits, reach out to their membership director, chat a little bit more, because I do think it's a great opportunity to review, or great time to review your business, setting your goals, kind of refocus and reshift and what those opportunities are. And chambers offer such a wide variety of opportunities. So I thought it would be a great mention this morning to those who are business owners and those thinking about joining. It's super affordable, and the health of your business is just as important as the health of ourselves and getting back on track and focusing.
Yeah. And, of course, you can also be a part of the fun activities if you join the chamber.
That is right. There's so many great opportunities to network. There's educational opportunities. Just making those connections is super important, and we do so in such a fun manner of great events and networking opportunities. And one of them being, and one of them that we have coming up is our annual meeting on January 27th. That is a great event where people can attend and learn a lot more about the chamber, what we do. Mm-hmm. We give a recap of the year, what our goals and initiatives will be for 2023. So if anyone is interested, they can head over to our website, plymouthchamber.com, to sign up. We do have registration because it is a luncheon, but that's also a great event as well.
All right, so that'll be January 27th, and that's at the Indian Pond Country Club in Kingston?
That is correct, yes.
All right, so get your reservation in for that. You can find that also on the Plymouth Chamber website, plymouthchamber.com. And, of course, we're also getting ready for the new year, and that means maybe going out and enjoying some time out, or maybe getting some takeout from one of our local restaurants.
Yeah.
I guess the good news is for me, Amy, is the 31st is on a Saturday. It's the only really night of the week I can stay up late. So if I can make it to midnight, this would be the year to do it.
Yes, I know. You're a tough one.
I know. I can't go out late. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, it is. You've adjusted your schedule, right? You're up before the rest of us.
I know. But this Saturday night, who knows?
Who knows? They'll be up.
Maybe I'll see the new year come in. But I imagine there'll probably be some fun things going on at area restaurants, as they usually are.
Yes, there's lots of great things happening at our local restaurants. They really pull out all the stops for New Year's Eve, lots of celebrations, and of course specials, takeout specials, platters and things like that. So if you are having a party, certainly take a look and supporting local businesses. They would love your business, of course.
All right. Amy Naples is with us every Wednesday at this time. PlymouthChamber.com is the website for you to get involved and to get signed up and to become a member and find out about all the activities and events. And we hope we close out hope it's been a good year for you, and we'll hope 2023 is even better.
Yes, 2022 has been an awesome year, and 2023, I have no doubt, will be just as amazing. And I hope the same for you, Rob. It's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to chatting in the new year.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I'll talk to you next year. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah. All right, well, Amy, thank you so much. Have a good rest of the week.
You too, Rob, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Amy Naples, she is the Executive Director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Plymouth Chamber. Here we are hanging out together on the radio. The final South Shores Morning News broadcast for 2022. But we'll be back in 2023 and hopefully for many more years to come. I'm not ready to retire yet. Hopefully we'll be given the opportunity to continue this show for many more years. You never know in radio. Well, let's see.
Have
changes.
Happy note for the new year.
A lot in this business, but luckily the station just recently celebrating 45 years on
great?
The air.
Isn't that great? And I'll be, and Les Ed gets really ticked off at me.
What year are you coming up on?
This October, I've been here 32 years.
32 years.
I know. been here longer than I've been alive, Rob.
Wow, that's incredible. It's amazing how that works, the physics behind
it. Scary, isn't it?
32 years here at this radio station.
You've been here over 20.
Yes. It has now been, 22 years of this program?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, 2000.
Of the South Shore's Morning News. I can't believe that seems crazy, but we're happy to be holding down the fort for all these years, and thank you for being here. Any reflections on the year, Christine? Anything you wanted to mention as we close out 2022?
Well, it was a political year, so that's always that's always exciting.
It's
and
a fun one.
I always make a joke that at the end of the political years, I feel like I ran for office.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we do so many of these political forums.
Yes.
And not only for the regular election, but the primary election. We probably did 10 for each of those, so that's 20. And then we always do a couple of local forums with the selectmen's races. So it felt like we were doing something here at one point almost every other week for politics. It's interesting to see how involved and passionate people are about local politics. I love it.
Yes, I do love the political forums a lot, and I've said to you before, and I will say that again, that I think it's a important part of our local democracy in that these are not the usual. I won't say every one of them, but sometimes they seem to have these get to know the candidates events, and they seem to be, you know, high and a lot of nice things, and I don't have to really answer any questions. Just, you know, meet me and we'll do a little, conversation, and we'll do all the topics in advance. And they have some of those. And I'm not saying those are bad, you know, on their own, but I think you need to have the added forums where you do, as you said, if you're going to run for office, you should be prepared to come on.
You should be prepared and you should be available, and you can't hide on Facebook. You've got to have contact information. And again, that's a disturbing trend I see with some of the newer candidates. It makes it almost impossible to get a hold of people. You know, I've actually had one situation where I actually had to mail somebody a letter to see if they would come here.
Mail them a letter?
Yeah, because they wouldn't return any phone calls after I found their phone number. They hide on social media, so they don't have to answer anything on top.
But I don't understand why you would do that if you're going to run for office.
Because people don't demand more, and they should. And my feeling has been this since the beginning, and I'm going to tick some people off.
No, go ahead.
If you're running for office.
Tick some people off.
Some days I do that a lot, but
I don't mind. I like it.
That's thank you, Rob. If you're running for office, here's my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending, I'm just saying, meaning you're spending my money and you're making decisions that are affecting my life. We have the right to ask you anything we want. You're representing us.
Yes.
You should be available.
Yes.
Now, a lot of our current politicians that we have are available.
I know.
I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come on here, they'll answer stuff, they'll tell us what's going on. But I think that's something for some of the people who want to run for office. If you want to run for office, you've got to be accountable and you've got to be available to answer questions.
Yes.
And don't just say, oh, I posted on Facebook. I don't care. I want to hear you say something.
No, you have to come on the radio in your own voice.
Not everything can be scripted and put on Facebook. That's just crazy.
And then you tell me all the questions in advance,
never.
Right, Christine?
No. We've had people ask us. We never do that. And for the people that accuse us of doing that, that has never happened, and it will never happen. If somebody happens to be very eloquent and a good speaker and prepared, there's always somebody who will comment, well, they were given the questions in advance. No, they were not. They never are.
Okay.
Ever.
No, that's important. It's important to come on. You're right. And so that was a big part of the year. And if you are thinking about running for office, get ready for a WATD political forum. That's what we're saying.
This is the one that counts.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say on the South Shore, because it does.
No, it does. And I will say, and you've said the people that did get elected to these offices have, for the most part, I believe, made themselves available.
Mm-hmm.
And when they run for re-election,
yes,
they come on. They know how it works because they've done it before. So they're
everybody
used to that.
Gets the same rules, same format every time.
Yep.
So there's no game
and
playing.
It's not
with that.
Just you who's asking.
No,
you to have a panel.
No, we have a panel. Usually Kevin Tachi from Monday Night Talk will join me. Charles Mathewson.
Oh yeah.
And then we ask, you know, local cable companies sit in with us too.
Yep.
You know,
I love those partnerships you have with the local cable now to do some of them on, so they do kind of a video portion of it.
We try to do that too and have them sit on the panel, and it's a good partnership. You always want a different perspective, and we also ask people, if you've got questions, please send them please send them in, mm-hmm. not in the middle of the forum, but ahead of time.
In advance.
And, you know, we get some very, very good and thoughtful questions from our listeners. And mm-hmm. some of the forums are more heated than others. Some of them got very heated.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes democracy is a little bit messy. Really? That makes some people uncomfortable.
Didn't notice, yeah. Some of those streaming numbers went up. I could see it was heated.
And it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Not everything can look like a calm version of Meet the Press.
No, no. And that's part of the necessary, as you said, the necessary steps that you need to take when you run for political office. And it's important. So I'm glad you have them. And you'll continue to have WATD political forums in the future when
sure.
we have more elections. So that's great. And so 32 years, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
In October.
At one radio station.
And I think I mentioned to you when I started here, I told Ed it's different.
It's just going to be a temporary.
3 months.
3 months. You're going to just come in and go.
Yeah.
And you just didn't want to leave.
Well, I guess I drank the WATD Kool-Aid, Rob.
Ooh, it's an interesting flavor.
Well,
it's
fun to
is.
Fight with Ed.
Well, yes.
It's kind of a perk.
It's been a nice. No, I mean, people enjoy definitely when they would hear you through the years before Ed retired from his segments on the air. We kind of stepped away from doing that, but I used to do those cage fights with you, and people would hear about that.
He made it so easy.
I know.
Because he would just come out and say outrageous things,
just
Rob,
to get you to respond.
Yank my chain.
Yeah. No, I remember that, but those were great. Let's see. What was I going to tell you? Name That Tune. We'll be back. We'll do that in the new year. Steven's been off with the holiday weeks, so we'll have him back, though.
He's not ghosting me then.
No, he's not ghosting you. We'll have Name That Tune, and we'll do that coming up next week, I believe, after the news at 7, where we play music and give you a great prize, PlymouthPhil.org. And we love Steven Kurdianis, and we look forward to having him back for the new year. Well, it's interesting that, you know, we have the political forums, and this is to keep people honest and answering questions. I was wondering this story. Does it seem unusual to you that in 2022 that somebody would try to lie about their background? I thought you could get away with that in the old days.
Well, you know, that's very interesting that you say that, Rob, because we were just talking about that the other day in here. Believe it or not, I know you're talking about Santos.
Yeah, the congressman-elect.
Believe it or not, that happens on the local and at the state level. And it happens a lot more than you think it does. Now, when the newspapers were more of a dominant force here, just as a basic, anytime anyone ran for office, they would, you know, ask you, you know, they would do things in the paper, where you went to school, et cetera.
And then check that.
And then check it. That was just standard course. We've done that, too. And you would be maybe not surprised. There, maybe not so much anymore because so many things are online, but there is or has been quite a lot of resume embellishment. Because I think they thought people would never check.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you know it, but if you, it just felt like as an average person, you would think it would be harder to get away with now.
Well, what amazes me is how hesitant some of these local boards were to address it. In other words, if people were applying for, say, a certain position on a board or a committee and somebody called up and said, this person isn't qualified, the answer is, it was never, the words were always a miscommunication, a typo. It's like, no, a typo. You've misrepresented where you went to school. You've misrepresented that's called a lie. But people are so hesitant to say that. Maybe they're afraid they're going to get sued.
Just the word lie.
A lie is a lie.
The fabrication,
if you say you went to XYZ and graduated and you never even went there,
if I just did
the
show, you know, for 22 years and I was saying, you know, the whole time, you know, I remember my wonderful times over at Harvard, you know.
How were they, Rob?
I love your
letter sweater.
I loved it there riding my bicycle with my bow tie around Cambridge there back in the day, smoking my pipe. But no, you could look that up and say, this guy is a liar.
Well, there have been cases, and I'm not going to mention specifically, if people say they graduated from Harvard. No, they took a few courses maybe at Harvard Extension School.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Yeah. No, it isn't. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 959watd.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 959watd.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.